you have got a huge day. I understand there's going to be a picture and cake at 5:30 this afternoon at the theater.
At the exact time, we are 50 years ago today, at 5:30, there was a meeting that was held to form the Market House Theater.
That is so cool. Who's going to be in the picture?
Everybody who wants to be in the picture is invited. We've had so many people over the years who've been involved in the theater, audience members, actors, board members, donors, everybody. We've invited them all to come down. We hope to have a big group and take a big picture in front of the theater.
That is a great idea. Your website has a wonderful newspaper article about the 50th and what good community support that started it and has sustained this organization for 50 years. How much of the 50 have you been aboard, Michael?
November 1st will be 30 years for me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's what I say, too. Oh, my goodness.
And you've got lots of balls in the air this season. You have a masquerade ball. You're going into your final weekend of River City Ghost Tours, and you've got To Kill a Mockingbird in production. Where do you want to start?
Well, the masquerade ball is the one big event that we bring everybody together each year to support our youth and outreach programming, and that reaches over 28,000 kids in the programming that we do. And that's, we only do one big fundraiser a year, and that's it. And it's a huge party, so it's a lot of fun, and it raises money for a great cause.
It is a large party. I see that you've got some pretty uptown gifts for the live auction proceeds.
We usually have some great event kind of things or trips that we take. In the past, we've given away llama trips in Wyoming with airfare and everything. This year, we've got some great trips I know that are planned for some wine country things. We have some other things going on there. And we've got the Nash Vegas All-Stars, which are a great band out of Nashville that play a wide variety of music. So everybody has loved them. And then Laura Duff with Pampered Palate is doing the food for us again. And it's specialty little food stations to create your own dinner kind of thing. And Creatures of Habit's helping us out by donating a portion of all the costume rentals. So it's a great time for adults to get dressed up and go have fun.
This is Friday, October 25th at 6:30. And it's at the Market House?
No, it's at the Convention Center in the big ballroom.
Oh, it's a huge party.
It's a huge party, yep.
Right.
We decorate the whole convention center out with theater scenery, so it's a big environmental kind of fun thing to do.
Ooh, great fun. Now, I have actually heard in the past about these River City Ghost Tours. Mm-hmm. They are pretty spooky, I understand.
Well, we do. We find the darker side of Paducah's history, and I love doing it because it's unique to Paducah, and we tell you about some of the most horrific murders that have happened in the city, and we try to take you right to the spot where those things were committed. And then we also take you to buildings where people to this day say, you know, strange things go on, and all they can attribute to is the history of this building and the people who died in that building or some of the stories that are connected with those places. And when we go to the cemetery, we go into the mausoleum, which is a gorgeous, it's been totally redone. We go in at night with just a lantern light into the mausoleum, and we tell the stories of some of the people in the mausoleum, and it's you learn a lot of history, but it's a lot of offbeat, odd history about Paducah.
Michael, I got to ask, is it just the Oak Grove Cemetery tours?
This weekend is just Oak Grove, and it's just on Thursday and Friday, because Saturday down here is the big Sheryl Crow thing. So we're on Thursday and Friday at Oak Grove Cemetery this week.
And you meet up there?
Yeah. You can buy tickets here at the box office ahead of time, but you meet at the cemetery. The tours are at 7 and 8 p.m. on Thursday and Friday.
Tell me how to get to Oak Grove Cemetery.
It is on the I-24 business loop. It's on Park Avenue, Martin Luther King Drive. I'm not sure exactly what that street is right there, but it's right on the loop as you come, the main business loop downtown. There is a caretaker cottage, and that's where we start from. So we meet at the caretaker cottage, and it's at, I want to say about 17th Street, and no, it's about 14th Street and Park Avenue.
You got two tours a night, 7 and 8 p.m., Thursday and Friday. And this is just a wonderful tradition to keep up. I'm so glad you're doing it. And, you know, I thought before we jumped off the masquerade ball, I forgot to tell or forgot to ask you where tickets can be purchased for it.
You can order tickets online. You can order them through the box office by phone. We do ask that you order them before the day because we have to do catering because we're spending a lot of money on food. So it's a great event, and that will be selling tickets up to about 5 o'clock the day before.
Wow, that's great that you can get them that late. Once again, the Masquerade Ball is Friday, October 25th at 6:30, and sounds like a blast. Now, while all this is going on, in just a minute or so, tell me about To Kill a Mockingbird.
It was funny. 30 years ago when I got hired here, that was the first show I directed at the theater. And when we looked at a 50th season doing a classic, To Kill a Mockingbird is still one of the most popular plays done across the country, regardless of what theater, what area. It is people's favorite story. And we have a great production of it. They've been in rehearsal now for about 4 weeks. And Jeremy Teague plays Tom Robinson. Tom Dolan plays Atticus Finch. And it's all told from the view of the little girl, Scout.
Yeah.
You know, so I even encourage parents to bring kids to it because it's from that child's story to kind of see what life was like at that time. And the lessons that you learn from it are just as valid today as they were, you know, 50 years ago when the book came out.
Oh, my goodness, Michael. It is a huge season for you, and much congratulations on your personal achievement of 30 years, and congratulations to Paducah on a 50th anniversary for the Market House Theater.
It has really been a community-sponsored arts organization from its beginning, you know, with community people on stage promoting it, and it's just been the success is due to this community's coming out and supporting local talent.
Excellent, Michael. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.